coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
In the beginning was the Word, the Logos of God. Kopasitik. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. You know, he's talking here about the outbreathings of God. When God spoke, that word that God spoke carried with it not just the particular message. It was God's message. It was God's ideas. It was God's opinions. It was God's revelations. It was God's thoughts and his thinkings. Do you understand what I'm talking about? All of that in one word. So when God speaks his word to you, it means a lot. It is more than he said, go ye therefore. If you take that go ye therefore, it will guide your life in everything. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Next. All things were made by him. Him? He's not saying all things were made by God, even though that's implied, because he says, and the Word was God. He's talking about what's in context here. The Word. The Logos. All things were made by him. The Logos. The divine Logos. And without him, let me tell you something, why this is so important when you're listening to the word of God. See, the Bible tells us visions come from the word of the Lord. You know what that means? Revelations come from the word of the Lord. So when you're listening to the word of God, visions can come to you. Revelations can come to you. The manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit can come to you. There are things of God in your spirit that will be activated because you are listening and receiving the word. When the word comes, the vision comes with it. Yes. Hallelujah. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Without him, without the Logos of God, was not anything made that was made. Next verse. In him, oh God. It's remarkable that he uses him for the word instead of it. He gives personality to the word. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Was. What? Why is he talking like this? He's telling us something. Okay, next verse. And the light shine. That means shines, okay, for young people. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Not every Christian, every man, everyone who's born into this world. There is a presence for revelation. No one will have the excuse that he didn't know God. His witness is in every man. Hallelujah. But the next verse is where we're going. He was in the word. Now you can understand. John was writing and he was thinking about the past. from the deathless past into historical past. And he began to say about the word. What the word? That's why I told you to notice the past tense. And why he's doing that. Where he's getting at. Okay? So he comes here. He was in the word. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. How was he in the world? In the mouths of prophets. He was in the word. God sent men and women with his voice to bring the word to the world. He was in the word. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. I told you, just a word of God, a word in a sentence to you is more than what that sentence says. It is the revelation of God. If you would take that, he says, a word was sent and it lighted upon Jacob. He gives him personality. He was in the word and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. Touch it. Next verse. He came unto his own by covenant. Israel now, he talks. He says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Next, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Here, John was about to step off the confines of the revelation that he was supposed to give at this time. You know, you can see that he's trying to restrict himself to what the Spirit of God is restricting him to. He's eager to come forward, more revelation, but the Spirit of God doesn't allow him. He goes just this far from this verse all the way to the 16th verse. Okay, so 12, 13, and 16 is really where it's like he wants to tell us something. There's more for John to say. Thank God he was given the opportunity to write three other epistles so we could get the rest of the message. Okay, but here he restricts himself to the gospel of Jesus Christ with reference to the historical man of Galilee. That's what he wants to talk about. Okay, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So this is a sort of digression, okay? Next verse. Which were born, so this continues verse 12. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Then he returns to what he's been talking about in the 14th verse. So we could have read from the 11th verse, okay, skipping 12 and 13 to go to 14. Because 12 and 13 were a sort of digression that gives us an insight into the spirit of this man and what is God inside of him that he has to tell us there's so much more. But he's restricted by the Holy Ghost. So let's go back and read from verse 12 and pick it up from verse 14. Can we go to 11? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. I told you, he's talking about Israel, okay? He came to them because they were his by covenant, and they did not receive him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 14. And the word, that had been spoken by God, by angels, by prophets. The word was made is not the best expression there. It's ginomai, but it's in context here, it's better expressed became. The word became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You know what John is saying? God, can we have this? I told you what the Logos, the divine Logos. Imagine all of God's ideas. Hey, all of God's knowledge. All of God's wisdom. All of who he is in personality, in quality. Are you hearing this? All of his ability to perceive. All of that in the divine Logos, Bible says, became flesh and dwelt among us. And in parenthesis, John says, and we beheld, we saw his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, the only one born of the Father, full of grace and truth. That means reality. Hallelujah. When you saw, this is Jesus is talking about here, because he says the Word became flesh. He says the Word that was spoken, which was speech, became flesh, took on humanity.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
They saw him. He became a man. Jesus is the divine Logos, the living Word. So when you saw Jesus in the street, as he walked by, he was the totality of the mind of God. He was the totality of the thinkings of God. He was the totality of the will of the Father. He was God's message in flesh. Jesus Christ, God's message to man, as he walked, God's message in flesh. He had done it. He had done it. He had done it. He had done it. Oh, he had sent us everything, for he sent us himself. How could we ever get over it? You know, when I think about this, I get to float in the spirit. Jesus was not just a man who loved God. No. Jesus was not one chosen by God. He was more than that. Jesus was all of the knowledge of God, all of the wisdom of God, all of God's comprehension in one package, in human flesh. He said of himself, I and my Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Glory to God. Look at it again, that 14th verse. I want you all to read it. Read it. One, two, go. Full of grace and truth. Read on. 15. Yes, yes, yes. John bear witness of him. I told you that's what he's doing. And this, he tells us about John the Baptist, who knew Jesus Christ and declared that he himself was not the Christ. Okay? But that the Christ was greater than he. And if you're new to this and you're seeing this, there's a difference between the John that he's talking about and the John that's writing. This John is John the Baptist he's talking about here. The John that's writing is not John the Baptist. It's John the Apostle of Jesus Christ. So John the Apostle tells us that John the Baptist bore witness of Jesus and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Now look at verse 16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. So you see, he wangles again out of that gospel story and comes talking about the new creation one more time. You understand what I'm talking about? Of his fullness have all we received, grace heaped upon grace. Hallelujah. So the word created all things. The word of God created all things. Tell somebody, the word created all things. One more time. The word created all things. Now, let's talk about this for a moment. I told you that speech, and this is scientific fact, speech creates sound waves. All right? And this is one reason meditation, I taught you years ago on the three phases of meditation. I told you phase one, when you meditate under your voice, okay, inside. You just meditate, all right? And then there is the next level of meditation, where you are literally talking, okay? You're muttering, all right? Then there is the third phase of meditation. What did we call it?
Nuance.
Again?
Nuance.
You literally shout, roar. At that point, it's come up. You understand? Now you're talking loud. Why is this final phase so important? Because of the power of sound. What it means. And this is why when you read scriptures, you find in Rhapsody of Realities, we often have prayers and confessions at the bottom of the article. And sometimes you might just read through, like you've been reading the article, you just, and when you finish, you read the prayer in your mind and read the confession in your mind. That's not very smart. It was put there so you should say it. I'll tell you about the importance of this. God gave us a tongue for a reason. So we could talk. There's a reason for talking. There's a reason for talking. Listen, let's look at the principle of salvation one more time. Do you remember salvation? All right. Romans chapter 10, let's read from verse 9. This is the principle of salvation. It tells you if it's the principle of salvation, then everything that's based on salvation will be founded on this principle. Look at it. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. So it's not just thinking in your heart. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Did you hear what he said? He knows you can believe. But then he tells you about the confession. Confession is homologia. It means to say the same thing in agreement. So he said it, but he wants you to say it in agreement with him. Look at it. That if thou shalt confess. Now the word that begins the verse just tells you that it's coming from somewhere, okay? So if you read the previous verses, you'll understand why it starts with the word that. Okay. So if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Two things there. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. That means you confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ over your life. He says you've got to say it. You've got to say it. You don't just think in your mind, I know Jesus is Lord. I've always believed that. It's not enough. He says you have to confess it with your mouth. Hallelujah. That Jesus is Lord. Amen. Look at it. Why? Verse 10. For, meaning because, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You see, you believe with your heart. You can't believe with your mind. You can't believe with your brain. You believe with your heart. Your heart is your spirit. Man believes with his spirit. That's why when you're reasoning, and you're unable to figure something out, it doesn't stop you from believing. Because your head may not understand it, but your spirits can get it.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him
from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.